Hello, thank you for joining us on this Friday. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and daily acts to show that we are true disciples of Jesus Christ, to show our self-worth through our actions to others, or even through our daily acts, might seem small at the time, but they can actually make a huge impact that we didn't realize at that moment. Now, along those same lines, I'm going to tell you about somebody who, when they were a freshman in high school, they saw a kid from class walking home from school, and the kid's name was Kyle, and it looked like he was carrying all of his books. And this person thought to themselves, why would they bring home all of their books on a Friday? This guy must really be a nerd, was the thought that went through this person's mind. The person who thought that had quite a weekend planned, parties and a football game with their friends, and so they just shrugged their shoulders and went on. And as they were walking, they saw a bunch of kids running toward him, toward Kyle. And as they ran past him, they knocked all the books out of his arms and tripped him so he landed in the dirt. His glasses went flying, and he saw them land about 10 feet in front of him. And he looked up, and they could see the terrible sadness in his eyes. Now, this person's heart went out to him, so they jogged over to him. And as he crawled around in the grass looking for his glasses, he looked up and saw a tear in Kyle's eyes. And he handed him his glasses and he said, you know, those guys are jerks. They should really get lives. But he looked at this person and he said, hey, thanks. And there was a huge smile on his face. And it was one of those smiles that just had real gratitude. This kid helped him pick up his books and asked him where he lived. And as it turned out, he lived really close to this other boy. So they asked him why he had never seen him before. And he said, well, he had gone to a private school until now. This kid was kind of a cooler kid in school, and he never would have hung out with a private school kid before. They talked all the way home, carried some of his books for him, and it turned out that this Kyle kid was pretty cool. They kind of hit it off. Asked him if he wanted to play a little football with his friends, and he said yes. They hung out all weekend, and the more that this boy got to know this Kyle, the more they liked him, and his friends liked him too. So Monday morning came, and there was Kyle with a huge stack of books again. He stopped him and said, boy, are you going to really build some serious muscle with this carrying this pile of books every day? And he just laughed and handed him half the books to carry. So over the next 4 years, Kyle and this boy became the very best of friends. They were seniors, and they began to think about college. Kyle decided on Georgetown, and this other boy decided he was going to go to Duke. They knew that they would always be friends and that the miles apart would never be a problem for them. Kyle decided he was going to be a doctor, and this other young man was interested in business and was on a football scholarship. So Kyle was valedictorian in the class, and the whole time this other boy was teasing him for being a nerd, and he had to prepare a speech for graduation. And he was so grateful it wasn't him that was getting up to speak. So graduation day, Kyle looked great, and he was one of those guys that just really found himself. He looked really good in his glasses, and he had more dates than all the other boys. All the girls loved him, and he could see that Kyle was super nervous about his speech. So he smacked him and said, you know, smacked him on the back and said, you know, you're going to be great. And Kyle looked at him with one of those really grateful smiles and said, thank you. And as the speech started, he cleared his throat and he began. Graduation is one of those times when you really thank those who helped you make it through those tough years, your parents, your teachers, your siblings, maybe a coach, but mostly your friends. And I'm here to tell you all about being a friend to somebody is the best gift that you can give them. And I'm going to tell you a story. And he looked at his friend with disbelief, and Kyle told the story of the first day that they met and that he had actually planned to kill himself over the weekend. And he talked about how he had cleaned out his locker so that his mom wouldn't have to do it later. And he was carrying all of his stuff home so that it wouldn't be left in his locker. And he looked hard at his friend and he gave him a little smile. And he said, thankfully, I was saved. My friend saved me from doing the unspeakable. And there was a gasp that went through the crowd as this handsome, popular boy told everyone all about his weakest moment. His mom and dad were looking at this other boy, this friend, and smiling with that same grateful smile. And not until that moment Did he really realize the depth of his actions? Never underestimate the power of your actions is the lesson this young man learned. With one small gesture, you can really change a person's life forever, for better or worse. God puts all of us in each other's lives to impact one another in some way. The message that this young man left is, look for God in other people. Look for God in others and ways to help them. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions or comments or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, you can send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post it on our Facebook wall today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.